It's Carlette with a K, A-R-L-E-T. Last name is Miramontes, M-I-R-A-M-O-N-T-E-S, 425-77. Number one, cough. Number two, congestion. Did you find the door, hon? Number three, sputum production. Number four, history of asthma. Number five, I had vaginal bleeding last week, but now has stopped. Our patient is a assistant principal here in town. She's 47 years old. She comes in with multiple issues and problems. She also has chronic diarrhea because of her cholecystectomy. She's on medication to help with that, but despite taking that, she's had some diarrhea, most likely related to the cold and flu symptoms that she's experiencing. But normally she also takes cholestyramine, one scoop a day, period. Medication, she takes Qvar at bedtime, metoprolol for a regular heartbeat, and SVT, Zyrtec, PRN, and flu HBP for the past few days. Medical problems, asthma, irregular heartbeat, SVT, surgery, cholecystectomy, causing some diarrhea from time to time, hence the reason for cholestyramine. Social, no smoking, no drinking. She's married. She has one child. Last period, 8/14/2024. She has it all. She is married, and family history is non-contributory. 222 pounds, 99%, 98.5, 22, 90, 140 over 81. Heart positive, swollen positive, still lungs are clear. TMs are red. Push to inferior is red and inflammatological non-focal skin shows no rash. Assessment. Number one, as far as the vaginal bleeding is concerned, it definitely has stopped. She wants to have something on hand if in case it starts again. Her husband has had a vasectomy, so she's never going to get pregnant again. And her pregnancy test today is negative, so is her urinalysis. Let's see the 650, 2 POTID times 5 days in case it comes back. Number one. Number two, add iron tablets, elemental iron daily. Number three, bronchitis. Number four, sinusitis. Number five, she hates Z-Pak, even though she has, steroids, even though she has asthma. She does not want to use steroids, a steroid injection. Wants to try antibiotics first. Next number is Z-Pak. Next number is Bromfed DM. Next number is continue with Qvar. Next number is continue with albuterol inhaler. For rescue inhaler, she knows exactly how to use it. Next number is rinse your mouth afterward to reduce tachycardia. Next number, COVID test is negative. Next number does not need a chest x-ray at this time. If she doesn't get any better, she'll return for a chest x-ray at a later time. Next number is diarrhea, multifactorial. Next number is avoid medication unless it becomes serious. And she understands that. She doesn't like to take diarrhea. Next number is mild fatty liver on the ultrasound. Next number is she does have lymphadenopathy in her neck that we looked at. Next number is vaginal bleed, most likely DUB, no fibroids noted. This was looked at. Next one is vertigo because of sinus infection. Next one is arm pain. Appears to be musculoskeletal in nature. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.